Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Ever wonder what your real strengths are? Have you ever taken the time to really sit down and decide, what am I really good at? Well, in today's episode of the Bill Caskey Podcast, I have a special guest, Brent O'Bannon, who this is what he does for a living. So I want you to listen to some of the questions I ask. I think you're going to like Brent, and he also has a free download for all of our listeners, which you can find in the show notes. Now, on with the podcast. Hey, everybody. Bill Caskey, back at the podcast. Glad you joined me today. You can learn a little bit more about what we do, and if you want to get access to some of our work, you can go to BillCaskey.com. If you're interested in our High Achiever Mentoring Program, a small group coaching program for only high achievers who want to scale up and level up, there's a banner at the very top of that site. You can jump on a wait list and we'll send you some good stuff. I was interviewing a lady here a few weeks ago, and she recommended that we talk to Brent O'Bannon, and that's who I have on today. Brent is he was a state champion tennis player in Texas. And he since then has gone on to make his life work about helping people find their personal strengths and then leverage those strengths in the business world. So here is my interview with Brent O'Bannon. And if you'll check the show notes, you can see how to download the one-page freebie that he created for us. Enjoy the interview. So welcome, Brent O'Bannon, to our podcast today.
It's always a joy to meet new friends and influence new people.
Well, Brent's name came to me from a prior guest on the podcast, Dacia Coffey, and Dacia and Brent have been colleagues for a bit, and she said, if you want to talk to somebody about personal strengths and corporate strengths and performance, there's nobody better than Brent O'Bannon. So here we are. Thank you, Dacia, for the... I never know quite how to pronounce her name. Dacia, so I'll say Dacia. Thank you.
Yeah, you get it right.
The reference. So, Brent, before we get into kind of the meat of the matter here, which is how we can work on our personal strength and skills in the business environment that we all live in today, give us a minute or so on your background. How did you get to this point where you're working with teams and companies in this area? Give us a little background.
Believe it or not, 17 years old, I felt a calling to help people. And so ever since that moment, I started studying, researching about humanity and how to help people realize their potential. So I got my bachelor's in psychology, sociology, communications, went on and got my master's degree in counseling psychology, had a private practice for years and very successful. And so I was helping people to really survive, but I noticed they weren't thriving. So I started researching and learning more about positive psychology, and a business coach and a business mastermind that I had going on in my home introduced me to StrengthsFinder, aka now Clifton Strengths. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is the way to help people thrive, not just survive. So I started using it with all my clients. I repurposed my career really more towards a professional coach. Now I'm an ICF, International Coaching Federation, Master Certified Coach. I don't do therapy anymore. So I am totally focused on, as a Gallup Certified Strengths Coach, helping organizations, teams, and leaders how to grow stronger, work smarter, and live richer. Mm-hmm. That's the short story.
It's funny how when you tell that story, I was thinking that how important meeting that person was, or that one decision to have invite him or whoever that was that kind of helped you pivot. It's just fascinating to me how we go back in our lives and say, you know, that one person right there, had they not been at that event, I wouldn't have been helped or I wouldn't have pivoted. And I remember when, before I got into my business, I read an ad in the New York Times, Sunday New York Times, and I followed up on that ad. It got me into the training business. I've since broken away from the company that I bought from, but had I not picked up the paper that day or seen that ad, it's just weird how we go back and say, man, that was fortuitous. You know, I guess that's the right word. That's a big word for me, but it's that sounds like that's what happened to you.
And guess what? In StrengthsFinder, there are 34 different strengths, and one of the strengths is called connectedness. People with high connectedness, strength, and talent, they would tell you that everything happens for a reason. And so that person being in that room at that time, you seeing that ad at that moment, connected you to a higher purpose. And that's actually a strength that people can have.
So the strength is recognizing that, and it's the connectedness being in the room in the first place and being okay with being around people who maybe aren't entirely like you, but it's the recognition of, oh, that person said something that really struck me. That's the thing that I think that I don't do probably well enough, and I'm always coaching my clients to do, is if you hear a podcast and it's all, you know, it's a 20-minute podcast, and one thing the guest says or the host says that pierces all of that garbage around it and goes right to your heart, pay attention to that, because there's some message in that you need to either take action on, consider it, outline it, mind flow it, mind map it. But I think so many times we say, oh, God, that was profound. Okay, what time's breakfast? Oh, we got to go for breakfast. And we forget about it. So yes. I love that story.
Yes.
You said something there that was interesting also, that I've always been enamored. You talk about at 17. Heck, that's really, man, that's amazing that at 17 you kind of knew your track and your path, even though it's changed a little bit. You kind of knew the general vicinity. I've always been fascinated with why do some people succeed and some people not? Some people succeed wildly with no more skills and capabilities than the person who struggles. And I suppose we'll get into that a little bit today when we talk about, well, maybe that person just had different strengths or understood them and leveraged them better. But I'm fascinated with that. Why do some people, they're given the same book of business, they're given the same similar territory. Why do some people just excel and others struggle? So we might want to touch on that, unless you have something to comment on. Well,
my study of psychology and success is fascinated with that topic, and it is complex and multidimensional, no doubt. But I'm going to zone in on one key point of success, and that is whenever people are authentically in alignment and true to their authentic talent and strengths, and they live and design their life and their work around that, then they are much more likely to be successful. The second quick piece of that is, you know, we talk a lot about mindset and having a growth mindset or success-based mindset, and that definitely helps. And there is no doubt that our social environment and those key relationships in our lives, they pour into us, they mentor us, they help develop and bring out our potential. And I even have a quick story about my first real aha moment that I discovered my strengths. And it was at 15 years old. And it was through my tennis coach.
Tell us. You teased me. Now you have to tell the rest of the story.
Yeah, when I first started tennis, I picked up a racket and immediately I just fell in love with the sport. It was like, oh my gosh, this just fits my quickness and my little fat hands, you know, my determination and focus to be competitive out on the court, you know, to really read the other player and what do I need to do to be able to win against that player. And at that time I was a football player, and I was actually fairly good in football. I was a linebacker and also a quarterback. And during that time, after I picked up my racket, it was like something clicked in me and said, Brent, you're probably never going to make it in the big leagues in football because your size is not big enough. And I made a decision to quit high school football and totally focus, which is my number one strength. I found out later, I totally focused on tennis and I poured everything I had into developing tennis. However, I was not successful until our high school got a new tennis coach. And he was actually our rival town. And he had never won the state tournament. He had taken players to the state tournament. And he took an interest in me. He knew I was a frustrated young tennis player that didn't have anybody to practice with. And some of my other good competitor players on the team wouldn't play with me. It was almost like there was this jealousy or competition. So my coach said, Brent, I'll practice with you after our regular tennis practice. And so let me just tell you the short story. The short story is that because he was strategic, he saw that my real strength was not in singles. He paired me up with another doubles partner. He said, Brent, you two can win state. And sure enough, my junior year, Kip and I went the entire year without losing a tennis match.
Wow.
And we won the Texas state championship.
Wow. That's awesome.
Doubles.
That is awesome. It's a big state. A lot of tennis players.
There is a lot of tennis players. Yes, there is.
But he planted the seed. I mean, you grew the seed and nurtured it and watered it and all that, as did he. But, you know, I love that idea of somebody coming along in your life saying, oh, no, you're better than you think you are. You have a lot more talent. If you focus, you can do this. And I don't think we have enough people in our lives telling us that. I think a lot of people in our lives are there to kind of tear us down and not family necessarily, although, but you know, there's not enough people saying, you got this, man. You, if you work on this, this, and this, and you do this and this and this, get a plan together, you can do it. I know you can do it. It's nice to hear that from somebody.
You know, I was just coaching this business leader yesterday who has all kinds of credentials, doctorate, I mean, just out of the park credentials, okay? And she's an Indian woman. And she was telling me, Brent, I have rarely been validated for my talents and strengths over the years. She says, it's like people look at me like I'm nothing or I don't have any potential.
Yeah.
And, you know, man, that hurts my soul when I hear that, because I think all of us have probably felt that at some point in our life. But like you said, who are those people that genuinely see potential in us? They're willing to walk beside us. They're willing to train us, coach us, mentor us. And if we don't have those people, then we will not fulfill our wildest dreams and aspirations.
That's right. I have four parts of the stool that I talk about with my personal development, professional development clients. And I say there's four. One of them is no one gets there alone. And there's been a couple books written about that. But the point is that we all need a team behind us. We all need some unconditional support from our loved ones and family and managers. And we can't, doing it alone is just it's a fool's game. I mean, we just can't. And yet I think our ego typically says, well, you know, I don't need Brent's help. I'm good. I'm a good leader. I'm good at what I do. And then you come along and you shine some light on some deficiencies and challenge them and also support them. And they thrive. They go to the next level. But they couldn't have done it alone. Not, it could have been a Brent or a Bill or a Bobby or whomever, but somebody else needs to be there in their lives, I think.
And when you say that, it makes me think of an exercise I do a lot when I'm speaking to organizations and conferences. And that is I have people take both of their hands and put them up. And I say, just notice how these are like stars. You are like stars. You're edgy. You're pointy. And then I ask people to turn their hands and notice the gaps And then I say, I want you to take both hands and fill in the gaps. And then I say, that's exactly your weaknesses and your gaps are opportunities for other people to use their strengths to fill you up. And your strengths are there to fill other people's weaknesses and gaps. We need each other for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Brent, you've got a complimentary one-page download. We're going to put the link in the show notes. But for those who are listening that want to get access to this, I looked at it. It's really good. It's powerful in its simplicity. And there's enough there that could keep you busy for a few years. But it's one page. You can text the word stronger to 833-263-6064. Yeah, 64. And we'll put it in the show notes. So you make sure in case I missed that number. But that will get you. Okay. 833-263-6064. That'll get you access to this one pager, or you can check in the show notes and we'll get that to you. So let's get into some meat here. We are talking, by the way, with Brent O'Bannon, who is Strengths Champion Solutions. Is that the name of your organization?
Correct.
Okay, good. And so you work primarily with leaders, leadership teams inside the company. What are some things before you get there, when they first start talking to you, before you started to work with them, what are a couple of presenting problems, the things that they look at and say, we're just not good at this, or we need help here? And then what happens once you get in? I assume you find other things that they were blind to. Give us a little rundown on how that works.
Two common business problems that many leaders bring to me is, number one, our people are not engaged and productive. So we're not getting the best out of our people. For whatever reason, they are, you know, their energy, their enthusiasm, their passion, their innovative ideas are not there. So how can we keep championing people to be more engaged is one huge problem. And then here's another second practical problem. And that is, I have two people on my team who are clashing and having conflict and butting heads. And so, you know, my background was psychology, dealing with conflict. And also I have a couple of different strengths that actually enjoy helping people to face and to handle conflict. And I call it carefrontation. That's my system, is instead of confronting in a disrespectful way, how can you confront with a caring way? So that's usually, they say, Brent, come in and coach us, train us. And that's where we start.
Yeah, that's really good. I love that first one. I mean, I like them both, but I like the first one because I've seen some statistics, maybe even from Gallup. And I think it's been in the last year and a half, where there's a high percentage of people who are either disengaged or actively disengaged with their work. And I think the same stat said 40% of your people in white collar positions, 40% are actively seeking other opportunities.
That's right.
So you might think, oh, all my 20 people are all good, except for John over there. I think he might be looking. You know what? 40% of 20 is 8. So there's probably 8 people, and they may not be ready to leave, but they're dissatisfied enough that they are starting to sniff around for other opportunities. And you need to know that. Let's just say that that's true. I think it probably is. But you have to, as a sales leader, and I know we talk to a lot of salespeople and sales leader on this podcast, just calculate it. How many people do you have? Take 40%. Those are people who are at risk. Now, you may not mind if a couple of them leave because they're not performing, but that's not the very good attitude to have. If you have people on your team, then take time to grow them.
And the business metrics are there that when you have highly engaged, and also your people, strengths is an accelerant to employee engagement, by the way. That's what we should, it's a tool. So when people know the language of their strengths and their team member strengths, and they intentionally work smarter, being in the right roles, using their strengths intentionally, then all of a sudden productivity goes up about 7 times. In fact, we have been able to figure out through research that when people know their strengths and they are highly engaged, you get about 1 extra day of work a month from each person. Mm-hmm. 1 extra day, that's another 8 hours a month. So that person is adding to the bottom line. Turnover is going down. Absenteeism and presenteeism is going down. And so innovation is going up. Sales are going up. And I know you speak to a lot of salespeople. So here's one statistic you're going to really like. And that is, and this is through Gallup's research, that when salespeople know their strengths and intentionally use their strengths in the sales process, they sell with an 11% more volume per transaction, and the closing rate is 6% higher. So if each of your salespeople is getting 11% more for each transaction, and the closing rate is going up because they're authentically using who they're wired to be with their sale, with their strengths, then the ROI, or what I call the return on strengths, is magnificent.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. In fact, I'm kind of surprised the numbers aren't even higher, because when you said you get 1 day a month on your previous example, I was thinking at a minimum, you get 1 day a month. Probably you might get a whole month every month, because if people are disengaged, you know, it depends on the level to which they're disengaged, but, and I suppose it also depends on the level of the strengths that they have that they're not using. But that's good. Tell me about the document that people can download. Once again, it's in the show notes. Tell me a little bit about how that works and how one can take that document and start to work on themselves a little bit.
Well, as I said earlier, focus is my number one strength. So if I can keep something simple and on one page, I'm a happy man.
Love it.
And so if you're a salesperson or a leader, or you're in a role where you want to intentionally use your strengths in your work, that's what this one-page strength strategy plan is. And so as a quick overview, there are 3 different places on this tool. You'll write your top 5 strengths, and you'll also talk about how you actually can use those strengths to grow stronger. So, for example, when I use my Achiever, which is number 3 for me, it helps me to learn more. So I'll consume podcasts, I'll read books, I will follow through, and I will finish courses. It helps me get those certificates, and like even in higher education and other programs like that. And then there's another section called Work Smarter. So you'll also put your top 5 strengths there. But here's what's different. Here, you're going to be writing out quick points of how you will apply your strengths in your work role. So, for example, with competition, it could be that you will be measuring how many sales calls you'll be making per day or per week. Or if you're a leader, it could be measuring how many one-on-ones or team huddles you're having. So, and then the third part is what I call live richer. And this is all about how can you monetize your strengths. And so, and there's a twofold part here. There is also what I call your well-being piece of living richer. So it's not only making more money, right, but it's also living a richer lifestyle as a leader. And so you're writing down, okay, what are my top 2 ways that I'm going to monetize and live a richer well-being with mm-hmm. my strengths? So those are a couple of areas, and I'll continue if you want here in just a second.
No, we can, but I like that last one there, because it is not all about money. And I know sometimes when I go, when we run ads on LinkedIn, and we're always searching for, well, what's the problem that people have? And we tend to come back to, well, they're not making enough money, or the company's not generating enough revenue, or the sales team is not closing a high enough percentage. And I feel like it's much bigger than that. Mm. That's diluting the real issue, which is, no, it's well-being. It's looking at my life and saying, yeah, I'm on my way somewhere. This is good. I'm making good money and I'm increasing it. But aside from that, I'm contributing. I'm present with people. I'm not thinking about, oh my God, how am I going to make quota this month? I'm focused in the moment with people and constituents. And I think that's a help, because if you get that right, the money takes care of itself, man. It always comes. It always comes.
Donald Clifton, who invented StrengthsFinder and now rebranded Clifton Strengths, said, you can't be a broke do-gooder. And
that's right.
And basically what I get out of that is it's okay to make money doing good. And so doing good and living good is really what keeps us energized and thriving. And so that's that well-being piece and having freedom. That's where you need the fit, that your values, your strengths fit your work and fit your role so that you are a happy camper doing what you love.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges, that was the work personal misfit or disfit, or whatever you want to call it. It's just, they're not quite synced up. And I would assume it's okay if they're not totally synced up, but they got to be predominantly synced up. Or if they're adjacent and there's nothing, you're going to live a miserable life and you're going to keep hopping from job to job, trying to make more money, never really fulfilled or happy because you haven't taken a look at what you're talking about here, which is this strength strategy plan. So once again, you can go to the show notes, download this. I encourage every one of our listeners to do this. Brent, how can people reach out to you if they want to speak further?
Yeah, really easy. Just go to my website, brentobannon.com, brentobannon.com. You can Google my name. I've been in business for almost 30 years, so there's actually some Google love out there. So just go to LinkedIn, Google my name, and you'll find articles and giveaways and resources. And I'm here to support you and help you grow stronger, work smarter, and live richer.
Yeah, that's good. Brent, thanks for your time today. It's been awesome. And we need to do this again, maybe later on this fall. And I encourage all my listeners to go check the show notes out, get what you can from Brent. If you want to talk to him, he gave you the direction. So thanks again, Brent. I appreciate it.
Keep up the great work, Bill.